Hi, welcome back to Play Our Way. Sorry, it's been a little while since we have posted.
Yeah, we've been really, really busy. We had our staff development day a few weeks.
Last week before last. We'll not say too much at the minute, but if you're wanting to look a little bit more into it, we do post a weekly blog, and it's on our website under a Play Our Way section, and you'll see we post blogs there every Monday. This week's has just been delayed a little because we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes about the coronavirus.
Yes,
it's just what we're talking about today.
Everybody has been hit by this. I see we were just looking up the news here before we come on, and we see it's been announced that it's now
a global pandemic. But we're not getting, when I say we're not getting stressed about it, we just wanted, I suppose, to come on. It'll be a very short podcast today, maybe 5 minutes or so. But we wanted to let you know in the early stages with us having it here in Northern Ireland. I think we've about 18 confirmed cases today. This is the 11th of March when we're recording this. What we're doing to prevent, all we can do is prevent, sit back and wait. Look, if it happens, we will deal with advice. I suppose that's the first thing we would say. We'll deal with advice as and when we have to. So the first thing we did really, I suppose, 2 weeks ago was to contact our insurers. To find out, look, where we stood, because like all of our policies, we do have policies in place. I mean, we have lived through pandemics before. We have had swine flu virus about 10 years ago, which would have been the last one that I remember us having. Certainly things being closed over and us having policies and procedures in place. And there was an E. coli outbreak, if you remember as well, kind of quite close to us in our nursery previously. And we had to look at all of these contingency plans. So we do have an epidemic policy in our settings. So that's one of the first things I would recommend anybody else out there or parents to read the policies of your settings. And basically that covers us. So in unforeseen circumstances, really, for things like illnesses that force closure or snow days or electric days or bomb scares or things like that. So we all, our staff and our settings, we all know what the policies are if we have to close. This is very, very specific, I suppose, to our setting. And our insurers are saying that, unfortunately, like every other insurer in the UK and globally, because we've seen across the world, will not see this, although it's a reportable disease, they will not see this as being covered.
Yeah, they won't cover it. So Dan and I met on Monday and we sat down and we worked out sort of our plans of actions. If somebody, if it's a member of staff or if it's a child or one of our schools has to close. So we have sort of everything
we think we have covered every eventuality and we have all of the numbers there and our managers know exactly what's going to happen. You know, say if it's Brona gets it or I get it or a child gets it or a grandparent who comes into our setting, we know exactly what steps. I mean, almost have like a diagram of where to go.
Of what to do. So I suppose if you are listening and it's something you are worried about, I've seen a lot of people are worried about it. You know, every day it's getting talked about more and more. Yeah. And I went today to try to just pick up some supplies, to have extra supplies in our settings. I mean, the shelves are bare and people are like panic buying. You know, I'm still so confused about why people are panic buying toilet roll. Dan saying it's because the innards are pointing
in China. The innards are made in China and they're not being exported. But I do think, I mean, I think that there are more, they're coming out in the shelves. I mean, I think that they do say that stock's going to be replenished.
Yes.
Our main concern in our settings is hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, more than anything else, it's having good antibacterial soap. We use antibacterial soap all of the time. We use the antiseptic sprays all of the time in our settings. So whether that's Dettol, Tesco's own, which has been recommended to us as being probably one of the best, it's actually getting those essential supplies that we use day in, day out, because we're dealing with very young children and school-age children and, you know, children putting things into their mouths and coming out of school, not washing hands. You just don't know, you know, we're very particular. All of the children, when they come into us in the afternoon, will wash their hands before they snack. So it's all of those types of things that we really, you know, that we would be buying in every week that we're now going to struggle to get. So what we did was, we did have to, in our early childhood centre, we had 2 hand sanitising stations, which we had put those in back at the time of the swine flu. So we were able to get those replenished. We've got those replenished. But that does not replace hand washing, has to come first and foremost. But it's an added protection for maybe people coming into our setting. that was the first thing that we ordered, that about a week ago. It took a week to actually get here, but by that stage on Monday morning we thought maybe we need to look at footfall coming into our settings, and we decided then
to just ask parents just to come to our doors and to wait just enough on foyers and all of our settings, and that we would bring the children to them, and in the morning when they drop off we'll collect and take into their rooms, so it means then it's only the staff. Now in the mornings generally parents won't have been anywhere else, they'll just be coming straight to the setting, but especially at pick-up times, you know, we don't know who the which parents have been in contact with who throughout their day, and so we wanted just to try to put measures into place to try to stop,
I think, to prevent footfall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Already in the schools that we work in, there are very few schools that, well, especially on up the schools, you know, where parents would be bringing children in the mornings, yet when they come in to us in the afternoon, they may be walking through schools to get to our classroom, mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. I mean, in some of our bigger schools they don't, but quite a lot of our schools, they'd be coming in, walking down a hall, maybe standing, lingering, talking, chatting to another mm-hmm. parent, and really we want to protect the teaching staff, our staff, the children, the next parents who come in after that, by just saying, look, if you don't mind, temporarily, you know, for the time being, if you would wait beside the door as you come in, we're not asking parents to wait outside, but just wait in the foyer area and we will bring children to you. Now I've also said to parents today, Bruna, I've sent it out today, that if parents are 5 or 10 minutes away and want your child to be sitting ready to save you having to linger too long in the hallway, we're happy to do that. Now just bear in mind, it's like everything else, you know, we'll have rush hours, so we will do our best, but you know, we're trying to work with parents and trying where possible to put in as much preventative.
I have to say, all of our parents have been very, very supportive, and understand the measures that we are taking.
And I've had a few emails of thanks, actually.
Oh, well, that's good.
Saying to thank us for being proactive and putting it out there. There is no guidance to us, really. We're getting very limited guidance. The guidance that we're getting from our regulatory authorities is exactly the same guidance that you're getting, you know, sent out. Obviously our concern is if we have to close a setting or we have to do something like that to close for deep cleaning, but you know what, we can't look at those eventualities. We will deal with things as and when they happen.
As they happen. There's no point trying to pay them, but we have our measures in place and we're ready if it does.
We're corresponding with our staff. We use the workplace app for our staff, so our staff know exactly day by day if our steps are changing, or you know, mm-hmm. what to do if they have to self-isolate, or, and who to report. And we haven't come across any of this yet.
No, we haven't.
We have
what we think is all the mechanisms in place to cope with it when it does happen.
When it does happen.
Which we hope it doesn't, but you know.
And if we have to close, you know, it'll be for the greater good of everybody in that setting. Unfortunately, as I say, our insurance, our epidemic policy said that we will make a claim to our insurers to refund fees if that happens. At the moment, insurers across the UK are saying they're not covering it. So unfortunately, it's one of those unforeseen circumstances mm-hmm. that we're not in a position. We need to pay our staff. We'll have exactly the same overheads, and it'll just be one of these freak situations. But I know all of our parents out there understand that.
Yes.
That if we could prevent it, we would. And you know that we're very flexible about not charging for bank holidays and not charging for days where we're closed, you know, in our wraparound units and stuff like that. So most parents are very understanding that they know if we have to close, unfortunately, our position is that we will have to charge accordingly.
Yeah.
If we can make any which way of a refund, or there's any rebate in terms of rent that we can even give a proportion or something, we will look at that, you know, but it's going to be by case, school by school basis.
Yes.
And that's what we're saying to our staff at the moment, you know, if our staff, if we have to close, our staff will be paid. If we have to close, if they have to self-isolate, there's different rules and regulations for that. Staff are sick, but you know, I want to make sure that our staff are not going to be detrimentally done by, you know, if we have had to close because there's been an outbreak in school or something like that. So we have to protect our staff too.
Yeah. So wherever you're listening today, we hope that you are well. We hope that
Can I say just one last wee thing, Bruna, that we've done as well? Sorry, there's just one little last thing, is that we've stopped all visitors coming into our sites. Apart from our inspector, we've some units that are waiting for inspection to happen, but we've stopped all visitors. So viewings that would normally come into our early childhood centre to come and view round or book places, we've just stopped those. We have a new school that's going to be announced later on this week, and we would normally be holding an open night for that school. That's not going to happen. We're going to actually do that all by YouTube, and we're going to hold the open night later on in the year. So we're trying, where possible, to reduce footfall, and I think by reducing footfall and coming into as little contact as we can with others outside of the workplace, that will reduce, you know, us passing anything on to children or our carers, you know. And I think, you know, inevitably people will be off sick. We're hoping that the sector is going to look at our ratios, because obviously we have to stick to ratios, but I think this will be seen as an exceptional case. And if there are days where, you know, we have maybe so many staff off that we can't, you know, cover, we're lucky enough that we're a big enough organisation that we can pull from staff, and we will link in with our social workers if we find, you know, there's an absolute emergency arises. We will stay open absolutely where possible. So I just want to reassure parents that, like, we have looked at all these eventualities, and I suppose like every other organisation, it's changing day by day, hour by hour. So that's our position today.
So yeah, as I was saying, sorry before I felt unfinished. We hope wherever you are listening to us today, you are well and you're safe. And just continue hand washing, guys, and hopefully in a few weeks this will all have moved on.
Yeah. Bruno and I'm actually going over to see my son in France this weekend. He says it's kind of business as usual there, but it's a huge country. So, I mean, I suppose we're worried here because Northern Ireland seems such a small country.
Area. Yeah.
And we're meant to be going to a conference in England. We're just going to wait for, you know, we can only just wait and see what happens with these things. We're not going to put anybody else in risk, and we're not going to, you know,
put ourselves at risk either. But yeah, stay safe and keep washing your hands. We'll chat to you all again.
And sing happy birthday at the top of your voice twice while you're washing your hands, and then you've washed it for long enough.
There you go.
All right. We tip for you. See you. Bye.